The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
It's often hard to find a film to suit the whole family. Well, this is often a problem that we have in our house. So if you're looking for some inspiration around something that everybody can enjoy, presenter of News Talk's Screen Time, John Fardy, has the answers, John. How do you like that? You have the answers.
Am I not here to talk about football, though? Sorry, I'm slightly confused. I'm kidding, of course. I have the answers and I've been busy. I've put them into categories for you, Claire.
Great.
Because we all have different age children. Such is the nature of the world. 0 to 5-year-olds. This is a weird one because, you know, do people put 6-month-old babies in front of TVs? Probably not. Well, who knows? But from about 3 to 5, there are lots of movies kids enjoy. Wallace and Gromit from the Aardman Studios, The Mind of Nick Park, about strange relationship between a dog and a crazy inventor. And there's been lots of those movies, but the best one to my mind is The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, where they are exterminators stopping this wild rabbit from eating the carrots in the local town. It sounds ridiculous,
no, it's
and
great,
it
though.
Is, but that's what 4 and 5-year-olds absolutely love. I thought we'd take a little musical interlude because we need to talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno. But it was my wedding.
Yeah, we listened to this song a lot in my house.
From
for a
the
time.
Movie Encanto. The songs are great because they're by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who's just, you know, you want a musical, call this guy because he writes great songs. And it's a lovely story about this girl, Abigail, who's in a family of these magical people in Colombia. And apparently she doesn't have magic. But like all good kids movies, she does have magic, Claire, as you might expect. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is
yeah,
one I particularly love.
Well,
for the younger viewers, about this kid in a town where they're kind of running out of food and he invents a device that turns water into food, right? And that sounds daft and everything, but kids love that idea that there's this crazy inventor who's taking water and turning it into pasta and it's falling from the sky. And the main character in it kind of has this, and then you know the way the kids come on, and then I told him I didn't like him, and then he said he liked me, and then they were friends again, but now I hate him. And the main character
identify
has that kind of vibe in it, which absolutely terrific.
So then we move to the 5 to 8-year-olds, and Frozen is still doing the business in this age category.
Very much so. Can I just remind you of Frozen?
The dark sea is too dangerous for us both. No, no, we do this together. Remember the song? Go too far and you'll be drowned. Who will stop you from going too far?
You said you believed in me, that this is what I was born to do.
And I don't want to stop you from that. I don't want to stop you from being whatever you need to be. I just...
Yeah, Frozen is always works, apart from with the people who pretend not to like it, small people.
Yeah.
But actually, they do like it.
I know. Yeah. And there are plenty of people who say, I hate Frozen. My daughter at one point, I'm embarrassing her now, but anyway, she's 10. She won't be listening. I hope she's in school. There was a period of about 3 months, about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, where it was literally on in our house every day. It is one of the most successful cartoon franchise. And it's a great story about sisters doing it for themselves. Literally, mm-hmm. They are sisters, and one of them has crazy ice powers that can turn everything into ice.
Bit of sibling
stuff. It is beautiful when you stand back from it.
I love this next one, even still, after all this time.
Are we talking about E.T.?
We are.
Phone.
Phone? He said phone? He said phone? Can't you understand English? He said phone.
Home?
You're right. That's E.T.'s home.
Huh? E.T. Home phone.
Still make me cry, E.T.
And look, it's a spoiler. E.T. has to go home, so it breaks Elliot's heart. I'm sorry if you didn't know that, but it is absolutely beautiful. And people don't realise Steven Spielberg wrote this as kind of a way to address his own childhood. And in a way, he felt like a very strange kid, and he sees himself as the E.T. character. Like, it's actually a very, very personal movie for Spielberg, mm-hmm. and it still works. I only watched it with my kids about a year ago.
Yeah, we did recently as well.
It's heartbreakingly beautiful.
Okay, now, 8 to 12-year-olds, we're going to move to the Harry Potter series. And there's news on Harry Potter today.
Yeah, so HBO Max has launched. Now, this new series of Harry Potter isn't going to be out till Christmas of this year, but they have recast it. They are doing the entire 8-book series from HBO. We have a trailer of it, if you want to take a listen.
Your parents were the kindest, bravest people I ever met. They were funny and clever. And they stood up for what they believed was right. The next time I see you, we'll be in Hogwarts.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, so the new series looks great, but for the purposes of what's out now, those eight movies are terrific. And particularly the last one, the last two, the Deathly Hallows, they get quite scary. So caution advised for the 8 to 9 year olds. They are kind of scary.
We watched Mrs. Doubtfire recently in our house, and some of it is slightly inappropriate as we move through the years, but it's great and they really enjoyed it. And for you, Back to the Future for this older age group?
Yeah, because you know, there's a weird thing watching, you think, oh, I love that movie as a kid, I'm going to watch it with my sons or daughters, and then you're kind of going, oh, this is slightly inappropriate. Back to the Future isn't. I mean, his mother wants to sleep with him at one stage, but we quickly ironed over that because she thought he was someone
else. Tea?
Yeah, apart from that though, it is a delightful story that kids of most ages love. Time travel remains a very enduring concept for all kids and adults.
John, thank you so much for solving a couple of problems for us. John Fardy.
The Claire Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.